Upon entering the Art Legacy Gallery, you're greeted by a Warhol-inspired pop art Einstein-like portrait of an older man sticking out his tongue at you. What's most striking is his bright pink tongue and blue shirt. Everything else is gray. That's famed author Gabriel Garcia Marquez. You're also greeted by two Frida Kahlo portraits. You might not realize it at first, but Frida's brows are familiarly bushy in one, but plucked cleanly above the nose in the other. These are just a few works featured in the Latino Faces exhibition by San Antonio architect and graphic designer Analy Diego. Diego doesn't put pen, pencil, ink, or watercolor to canvas to create these bright, arresting images. She simply unfolds her laptop. She calls this type of art vector art.
So vector art is digital art. It is art drawn on the computer using a stylus pen. Some people use a mouse, but I use a stylus pen. And a lot of people might consider it to be maybe the newest type of art, but it's been around for a while. I think it can adapt to many mediums, which is great, many substrates, and it can be done in many sizes. So it can really adapt to many formats.
Diego works with existing photographs before making them her own.
Essentially, the photograph is just a basis so I can get the contours right. And then I make changes according to what I feel like. I am a big fan of color and high contrast of color. Like you had mentioned before, my art looks very Warhol inspired, and he is definitely one of my main inspirations. He was a master of color use, and I teach color theory. So that's how the tie of architecture and design and art happened for me.
Diego explains how she uses color to frame the face of former First Lady of Argentina, Eva Perón.
When I was researching for the right image to use as a reference, most of her images are in black and white. And I wanted the collection to be a lot of fun and very original, and I wanted her to pop. I chose a teal, very deep teal, as the background with a high saturated red lip for her, and then definitely the blonde hair, so that those three colors work very well together and they actually frame the face if you really look at it, because the face itself is very neutral and it's framed by the hair and the lips at equal proportions.
And among the other familiar faces of Selena, the San Antonio Spurs' Manu Ginobili, and soccer star Pelé are a couple of less familiar, no less arresting portraits. One is of 85-year-old French-born Mexican journalist Elena Poniatowska, who's thoughtfully, gently smiling at you while cradling her face in her hands. And the other, directly to Poniatowska's left, is Mexican realist, painter, and muralist David Alfaro Siqueiros, wearing a bright red shirt and pointing right at you as if singling you out in the gallery. And further down the hall, tucked away in a corner by a fire alarm, are visionary fashion designers Oscar de la Renta and Carolina Herrera. You may notice that many of the subjects of Diego's portraits are above a certain age.
I've always enjoyed hanging out with older people and my grandparents. I would always touch their face because I find their wrinkles so interesting. So it's the same for when I draw. I really like to draw older people because they have just so much detail. And it kind of shows kind of like the journey that they've been through.
Whether a rebel, a politician's influential wife, an NBA star, or a Colombian novelist with a winking sense of humor, these Latino faces take you on a brightly colored journey that illustrates the wide footprint the Latino community has made on this very diverse planet. Norma Martinez, Texas Public Radio News.